and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
If you're in business and want more business, it's time to start your conversation with Cruisin' 100.9 listeners today. Simply go to CoastRadioGroup.com and click on Advertise. That's CoastRadioGroup.com, your home for Cruisin' 100.9 FM.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, clear tonight, low 74, hot weekend ahead, sunny and 93 tomorrow. Looks like sunshine and 94 on Sunday. Monday, we could hit 95 with a 30% chance of a shower.
Cruising WGCM.
If you do want me, let me let the shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on your own. But if you need me, show me that you love me. You should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Do you want me? Give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me.
Interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Hafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Happy Friday and welcome to Madison, Alabama and Toyota Field as the Biloxi Shuckers at 28-36 are getting set for the fourth game of a six-game series against the Rocket City Trash Pandas at 32-33. Javik Blake alongside you as we get set for first pitch, slated for 6:35 Central Time as the Shuckers are looking to win their second consecutive road series. They've already won each of the first three in this series by a combined score of 16-8 yesterday with a wild 8-7 comeback win. The Shuckers' 16th comeback win of the 2024 season. It included a couple of late dramatics, including a two-run home run from Mike Bovee, his third home run of the season. That leads the Shuckers to an 8-7 win. Sam Carlson and Blake Hollop hold the line to scoreless innings over the final two. Hollop picks up his fourth save of the season. Couple of news and notes to get to today. For the Shuckers, the biggest news came down the wire about 25 minutes ago. Mike Bobby and Eric Brown Jr., both were originally slated to appear in tonight's game. They have both been scratched from the lineup, but it is not looking like it is a trade situation. Mike Bobby's been in the dugout for about the past 15 minutes. Just looks like a standard day off. Hug watch not initiated for either one of those guys. Eric Brown Jr. are waiting for him to come out of the dugout to start stretching for Mike Bobby. This does end his Ironman streak of 51 consecutive games played for Biloxi, the most by any Shekkers player since Troy Stokes Jr. appeared in 79 consecutive games between May 4th and August 3rd of 2018. Shekkers have shuffled around the lineup a little bit. We'll get to that later in the pregame show. But the Shekkers have moved things around. Ernesto Martinez Jr. back in the lineup for the third consecutive game. Lamar Sparks is back in the lineup for the second consecutive night after Sparks extended his hit streak to six in a row. He is now riding a 10-for-22 hot streak at the plate. Elsewhere in the lineup, it is Xavier Warren who is back in there, and Adam Hall will be playing center field. Casey Martin will get his first appearance on the dirt since being traded from the Reading Phillies to the Biloxi Shekkers and the Brewers organization. Martin will start today at shortstop. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview, where we are joined by Shekkers acting manager Vidal Pena to talk a little bit about the big-time win last night of the comeback variety. He also talks a little bit about the new faces in this clubhouse, Dylan O'Ray, Casey Martin, and Adam Hall. Also talks a bit about last night's big-time debut from former Shekker Bradley Blaylock, who made his big league debut last night with the Milwaukee Brewers. That'll come your way next before first pitch at 6:35 on the Biloxi Shekkers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shekkers. Celebrate your next birthday Shekker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shekkers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShekkers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how to get my grill on.
Shekkers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shekkers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
That's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shekkers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shekkers box office or online at BiloxiShekkers.com.
Continue on the Shekkers pregame show, getting set for Friday Night Baseball, Biloxi Shekkers, and the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Time for today's pregame interview. As always, on Fridays, we are joined by Shekkers acting manager, Fidel Pena. Fidel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jamie. My pleasure.
It's been a big-time week for this team. Three consecutive wins, four in a row, going back to a Saturday night win against the Tennessee Smokies last week. But it's been a lot of comeback wins last night, yet another comeback win for this squad. How fun was it to see this team come back in a big-time way last night?
I mean, it's been great. Like any time that you can come back on a, you know, in a game that you fall behind 4-0, like early on, like we did last night, and then we came back and tied it. Like anytime you win, it's fun, you know. But that just makes it like a little sweeter. So always good to win.
I know hitting coach J.J. Reimer and the guys have been working a lot in the cages, and this is an offense that has really ticked it up a level over the past about 2 or 3 weeks, averaging over 5.5 runs per game in their last 16. How nice is it to really see this offense start clicking towards the end of the first half and going into the second half next week?
I mean, I think the team is, it's coming together pretty well, like right here towards the end of the first half, you know. Guys are figuring stuff out and like they're making adjustments, like you said, like all the work that they're putting in the cages, it's actually paying off, and it's good to see the results on the field and the guys start having some more success.
One of the guys that's really having a lot of success in the power department is Mike Bobby. Big clutch home run last night to give you guys the guys the lead in the late innings. What's it been like seeing his power really start to tick up over these past few weeks?
It's been good. You know, he's been a very solid hitter for us, like all season, you know, like at the beginning, you know, he started like with a few triples and he like had a homer there. But then like besides that, it was like mostly, you know, like a lot of singles and a double here and there. But like last few weeks, he has like, you know, he's had a couple homers and like a few doubles. And like you said, it's really starting to like, you know, come together, and he's like showing some more pop at the plate.
One of the big times additions to this roster is Dylan O'Rey, who was added to the roster on Tuesday from High A. All of 20 years old, one of the youngest guys who's ever played for this Shuckers franchise. What have you seen from him in his first few games here at the Double A level?
Like you said, like a very mature kid. He is only 20 years old, and like his approach at the plate has been great. You know, he's swinging at the right pitches and you know, having some good takes. He's obviously going to add a lot of speed to our team and like some solid defense. So just very excited for the kid. Just looking forward to having him here and you know, having some success here at this level as well.
We've talked about that mental makeup from O'Rey. You have experience coaching a lot of guys in the Dominican Republic. We've talked about that this season, of the mental maturity when you're 17, 16, 18 years old down in the Dominican Republic. How impressive is it to see that from O'Rey here at the Double A level?
I mean, it's very impressive. You know, like, he's a kid that was, like, at this time last year, he was probably in the ACL, you know, like, just starting his career pretty much. And like, for him to be in Double A, like, at this time of the year, like, so early, that's just impressive. And it just speaks, like, of our player development, you know, department, like, in collaboration with all the departments and making sure that the kids, you know, learn their routines quick, and that way we can speed up, like, their process through the minor leagues and ultimately get them to the big leagues.
On the flip side, a couple of veterans have been added to this clubhouse in Casey Martin and Adam Hall. What do they bring to the clubhouse with some guys who have a good amount of professional experience?
Like you said, like, two veterans, like, they both have played at the Double A level, and they obviously bring, you know, like, a lot of experience, like, very professional guys. They're going to bring a lot of speed to our team, which is good. Solid defense and like a lot of versatility. Like, they can both play the infield and like all around the outfield as well. So like those are guys that you're gonna want on your team. So for sure.
Hall's a guy we've seen play in the infield this year. We've seen him play in the outfield. He's starting in center field tonight. How much does it help you out when you have so many different guys on this roster who can play so many different positions?
I mean, it just makes it easier on you. You know, like, you know that. If something happens, like, you can just move them anywhere and they're going to do well over there too, you know. So like, having that versatility and that, you know, that that room to play with there, like, it's always good for a manager.
Big thing last night, Bradley Blaylock went back up to the big leagues a few days ago, finally made his big league debut last night, a scoreless inning against the San Diego Padres. How incredible is that to see from a guy like Bradley?
That's awesome. Like, he was actually like my first ever like call to a player, like, to let him know they were going to the big leagues, and he actually thought I was joking, and I'm like, no, I'm not, like, you're going back to the big leagues, so just make sure you actually get into the game this time. And I told him, hey, like, just pack your stuff, you're gonna go to San Diego, and man, best of luck out there. So just awesome, you know, to see the kids, you know, like, actually make their dreams come true and just keep thriving, man, and just keep moving up in the business.
Okay, I didn't know that you were the one who told Bradley that he was going back up to the big leagues. First time around, Joe Arolt did it. It was the first time that he had told somebody he was going to the big league level. Now you're telling Bradley back to the big leagues. First time you've done it in your career. How special of a moment is it whenever you see a guy on any team you're associated with get that call up to the big leagues?
It's just amazing, you know, like, that's something that, like, us as coaches, like, makes us feel like, you know, like, damn, like, this is all worth it. Like, guys are moving up, guys are, you know, getting to the big leagues, which is our main job. It's just, to get these guys to the big leagues and make sure that they stay there, you know, for a long time.
And they're helping a big league team that right now is winning a lot of games as well, which makes it even more fun.
Yeah, that's our job as a minor league system, you know, to just provide, you know, options for the big league team and contribute to wins.
Well, Fidel, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Trash Pandas coming up next.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth as we continue to get sent for first pitch in game four of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Rocket City Trash Pandas, AA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. Time to take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It is the righty TJ Shook who gets the start. 3-6 with a 4.86 ERA this season. Today it's his 11th start of the year and his 13th appearance. He's gone 50 innings on the dot this season, 19 walks, 62 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .240 against him. On the other side of things, it's the righty Chase Chaney who makes his 13th start of the season. He's 3-5 with a 4.92 earned run average. He's thrown 64 innings, 19 walks, 49 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .292. Against him. For the Shuckers, it is a lineup that's been jumbled around with the late scratches of Eric Brown Jr. and Mike Bovee. Both are dressed and in the Shuckers dugout for tonight's game. It is a lineup that is built by Renova Roofing. Dylan O'Ray is in the leadoff spot. Casey Martin bats second. Brock Wilkin is in the three spot. Noah Campbell bats fourth. Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats fifth. Adam Hull is behind him in the sixth spot. Lamar Sparks bats seventh. And then 8 and 9 in the order is Andy Yerzy and Xavier Warren. For Rocket City, Nelson Rada is back in the lineup after an off day yesterday. He was hit and removed from the game in the ninth inning on Wednesday. Gustavo Campero bats second. Orlando Martinez is in the three spot. Eric Weigeman bats cleanup. Denzer Guzman bats fifth. Sam Brown is in the sixth spot. Tyler Payne bats seventh. Errol Vera bats eighth. And Matt McCroskey is in the ninth spot. Shuckers have taken each of the first three games in this series. A win today would clinch their second consecutive road series win. It would also stretch their win streak to 5 in a row. We'll take a break when we come back. Chase Chaney on the mound for the Trash Pandas. Dylan O'Ray is set to be in the box for Biloxi as we get set for game four of the final six-game set of the first half. We're back after this. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show First pitch on your way next on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
3-2 pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Bryant slam. Brock Wilkin. And it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over. Slides. Gets it at short. Fires the first in time. Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes. Fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network at WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's five in a row.
You're home for the Double-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in the right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Welcome to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Game four of a six-game set set to get underway between the Biloxi Shuckers at 28-36 and the Rocket City Trash Pandas at 32-33. It is a gorgeous night for baseball, 90 degrees, mostly sunny, no wind, and not a cloud in sight. As we get sent for first pitch, the Shuckers have won each of the first three games in this set, looking to run their win streak to five in a row and snatch their second straight road series win on the season. They'll go up against the righty Chase Cheney, 3-5 with a 4.92 earned run average this year. Today is his 13th start of the season. So far, he's thrown 64 innings, 19 walks, 49 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting .292 against him. For the Shuckers, it's a lineup that's been rearranged about 20 minutes prior to first pitch. Both Eric Brown Jr. and Mike Bovee scratched from the lineup, not for trade reasons. A lot of people were going off the rails with rumors and what is happening. Both of them in the dugout, no hugs, both are dressed, and both are going to be with the Biloxi Shuckers past tonight. We can confirm that. Shuckers, though, see Dylan O'Ray in the leadoff spot. Casey Martin bats second. Brock Wilkin bats third. Noah Campbell bats in the fourth spot. Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats fifth. Adam Hall behind him bats in the sixth spot. Lamar Sparks bats seventh. Andy Yerzy bats eighth. And Xavier Warren bats in the ninth spot. Shuckers yesterday, 8 runs as they continue what has been a torrid offensive effort. scored five or more runs in 10 of their last 16 games. Tyler Payne throws down the final warm-up pitch to second. We're set, ready to go. Dylan O'Ray in the leadoff spot for Biloxi. He digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. Now steps out for a moment and digs back in. O'Ray, the lefty, against Cheney, the righty. And we're underway. O'Ray lines the first pitch foul out of play on the third base side, and we're off and running. First pitch today, 6:37 Central Time. Again, 91 degrees and partly cloudy. The pitch. O'Ray lines it foul above the Shuckers dugout, third base side. The count goes 2-2. O'Ray, 2-for-12 since being promoted to Double-A back on Tuesday. 3 walks and 7 strikeouts. Cheney delivers. O'Ray takes low. The count goes to 1-2. Cheney, 6'1", 199 pounds. And he fires home. O'Ray rolls it to third. Vera ranges over to his left, boots it, picks it back up, fires to first way late. They had to be quick anyways to try and get the speedy O'Ray, and that little bobble that shouted him out 6 inches up in the air cost any chance to get O'Ray. It's an E5, and the speedster's on. Nobody out for the righty, Casey Martin. Martin's hitting 159 this season between Biloxi and Redding, Double-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Righty Cheney delivers to the righty Martin. He takes the first pitch off the inside corner. It's a slider at 84. And the count goes to 1-0. Cheney steps off the back of the mound. Goes the rosin bang. Now steps back on the rubber. He's rocking the white Nike cleat with the black swoosh and black laces. The 1-0 pitch. Martin takes the strike top of the zone. It's a slider at 85. And the count evens 1-1. O'Ray's a big-time speed threat at first. A perfect 2-for-2 in stolen bases in Double-A this season. Stole 33 in High-A. The pitch. Sliced foul behind home plate and out of play. The count goes to 1-2. Cheney comes set. Now the pitch. Misses up and in. And the count evens at 2-2. Last time out for Cheney. Kind of no decision, but gave up just 1 run on 4 hits over 5 innings against the Mississippi Braves. The pitch. Rolled left side of the infield. Over is Guzman. Dives to his left. Grabs it. Goes to second. It's in time. And that retires O'Ray. A great play by Denzer Guzman at short, ranged over. Had to leap a long way to grab it. Was able to get a glove on it, pop back to his feet, and a quick throw to Mac McCroskey at second. Retires O'Ray for the first out of the day. Righty Brock Wilkins stands in. Defense tonight for Rocket City. Errol Vera is at third. Denzer Guzman is at short. Mac McCroskey's at second. Sam Brown's at first. The pitch to the righty Wilkins. Is a slider, and that's a called strike one on the inside corner. Tyler Payne's behind the plate. The outfield from right to left, Orlando Martinez, Nelson Arada, and Gustavo Campero. Man on first with one away. On the top of the first inning. The pitch. Wilkins swings and misses. Back pick to first, and O'Ray is back in time. Counter, no balls and 2 strikes. Check that. Martin is back in time. Martin takes his lead off first. No balls, 2 strikes. 1 away. Cheney delivers. Wilkins swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 85. And now 2 away for the switch hitter, Noah Campbell. Campbell digs in from the left side against the righty Cheney. Casey Martin's at first. Campbell's hitting 271 this season, a 403 OBP. Cheney checks back to first. Martin scrambles back to the bag in plenty of time. The Trash Pandas tonight wearing their alternate Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond uniforms. They took the Trash Pandas logo and took it right out of a comic book. The pitch. Campbell chops it right side of the infield. Couple of hops to McCroskey at second. He fires to first and then ends the top of the first. No runs, no hits, one error, one runner left on base. TJ Shook to the hill when we come back. It's a scoreless game between Biloxi and Rocket City on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Toyota Field, Madison, Alabama, home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers and Trash Pandas are scoreless in the fourth game of a six-game set. And the righty TJ Shook gets the start for Biloxi. It's his 11th start of the season, 13th appearance. He's 3-6 with a 4.86 earned run average. 50 innings on the hill, 19 walks, 62 strikeouts. And opponents hitting 240 against him. Nelson Rotto leads it off from the left side for Rocket City. Gustavo Campero, the switch hitter, bats second. Orlando Martinez bats from the right side and bats third. And Eric Wangeman, righty, rounds out the top four in the order. First pitch of the day from the righty Shook. He has a called strike one in the outside corner, a fastball at 91. Shook stands in 6'4", 230 pounds, a native of Columbia, South Carolina. The pitch misses low and the count evens 1-1. He's a five-pitch guy. Fastball, sinker, changeup, slider, and a curveball. And he has two different kinds of changeups. He has one that moves just a little bit away from the left-handed bat. The pitch misses off the outside corner. Changeup at 84, and the count goes to 2-1. And one that moves a lot. He can run it up to 18 and 19 inches of run away from the left-handed bat. And another that only gets about four. The pitch. Lot of swings and misses. Sinker at 91. And the count evens 2-2. Shook was not originally slated to start today, the beginning of the week when the Shuckers announced their rotation, but with Bradley Blaylock going to the big leagues, that opened up the Friday spot. Shook is back in it. The 2-2 pitch. Rotto takes low and inside, and the count goes to 3-2. Shook's been part of a piggyback the last couple of times out. Over his last three appearances, one of them has been a start. That was in a doubleheader. 3-2 pitch. Popped up. Third base side Wilkin in the sunlight treks over towards the shadows near the line, and he hauls it in off the back of the infield. One away now for the switch hitter Gustavo Campero. Wilkin is at third tonight. Casey Martin on the infield here for the first time since joining the Shuckers. He is at short. Dylan O'Reilly's at second, and Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first. Andy Urzi's behind the plate. The outfield from left to right, Noah Campbell, Adam Hall, and Lamar Sparks. The pitch, bunt shown, pulled back. It's a curveball that misses off the inside corner at 76. Umpires tonight, Joe McCarthy's behind the plate. Chandler Durham is at first, and Warren Eubanks is at third. The pitch is a called strike. Changeup, right in the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. That was one of the bigger changeups from Shook. That one got 16 inches of run towards that outside corner, away from Campero, who's in from the left-handed box. The 1-1 pitch. Campero fouls it straight back. A sinker at 91. And the count goes to 1-2. That changeup is what has made Shook so effective against left-handed batters this year. Lefties hitting just 195 against the right. The 1-2 pitch. Campero takes low, and the count evens 2-2. That was a changeup at 84. Campero hitting a team-best 277, 8 homers, a 379 OBP, and an 842 OPS. The 2-2 pitch. Just misses low and away, a slider at 79. And the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning between the Trash Pandas and the Shockers. The payoff pitch. Campero tips it foul in and out of Yerzy's mitt. The count stays full. Campero yesterday led off the game with a homer in the bottom of the first inning. One of four homers hit by Racket City last night. The pitch. Line foul, third base side and out of play. He waited back on a changeup. Went the other way with it. A little bit too late on it. The count stays full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Yet another payoff pitch in this plate appearance. It comes home. Campero lifts it down the left field line. It spirals towards the line. It is foul. That thing curled just over the line. Noah Campbell grabs it, hands it off to a young fan in the first row. And the count remains at 3-2. Campero was halfway to second. He takes a long walk back all the way through the infield. Grabs his bat from Rolando Martinez, who's in the on-deck circle. We're on to a ninth pitch in this plate appearance between Gustavo Campero and C.J. Shook. Here's the payoff pitch. Misses up and away, and Campero wins the battle. That extends his on-base streak to 6 in a row. And it brings up the righty Orlando Martinez. Martinez batting 297 this season, 2 homers, 8 driven in, and a 357 OBP. The pitch. Martinez takes away. Stavo's off to second. The throw not in time. Campero got a real late jump. Yerzy wasn't expecting it. Threw to second on a knee. And Campero tallies his 22nd stolen base of the season. That ties Rada for the team high. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shook delivers. Martinez swings and misses. Campero off to throw. The throw to Wilkin. The tag. Not in time. Yet another delayed steal from Campero. And Shockers acting manager Fidel Pena out of the dugout in a hurry to talk to third base umpire Warren Eubanks. It looked like we're positioned up the first base line, so we're looking right down to third. Wilkin went to put the tag on Campero. If he got him, it would have been on the right shoulder. But Eubanks rules that Wilkin completely missed. Shockers now bring the infield in. Pena walks back to the Shockers dugout, shaking his head. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bottom of the first inning. The pitch misses low. It's a changeup at 83, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Yerzy blocks it up. It's a curveball low at 78. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Already turning into a lengthy inning for T.J. Shook. He's about to throw his 20th pitch of the frame, and he's facing just his third batter. The 2-2 pitch. Martinez swings and drives it towards right center. Sparks, the right fielder, is over. Campero ready to tag. Sparks makes the catch, and it bobbles out of his mitt. Campero scores. It is ruled that Sparks dropped it on the transfer. It's a sack fly from Orlando Martinez. And it's 1-0 Rocket City. Campero quite literally does almost all the work himself. Draws a walk, steals second, steals third, comes home on a sack fly. Now two away for the righty Eric Wagaman. And Rocket City strikes first. The pitch. Wagaman takes strike one at the knees. Rocket City has scored first in three of the four games. The pitch misses low and away. It's a sweeper at 82. And the count evens 1-1. Rocket City, though, is in trouble holding on to those leads. They've lost each of the first three games in this series, including a slugfest last night. The 1-1 pitch. Slider chopped back up the middle. Martin charges over, gloves it in front of second, fires to first. It's in time. And Wagaman's retired for the final out. Rocket City turns a walk and two stolen bases into a run. One run, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 1-0 Trash Pandas after an inning. We move to the second. Back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers. Check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. Custom Built Trailers. MS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
We head to the top of the second inning, and the righty Chase Chaney is back to work for Rocket City. They lead it 1-0 over Biloxi. He faces off against the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. in the five spot for Biloxi. Chaney delivers. Martinez Jr. takes off the inside corner. It's a curveball at 79, and the count goes to 1-0. The righty Chaney fires. Martinez Jr. takes another curveball low, and the count goes to 2-0. That was the 15th pitch of the day from Chaney. The pitch. Martinez Jr. hammers it foul, third base side and out of play, and the count goes to 2-1. It was an effective first inning from Chaney. Two runners reached, neither by a hit, one on an E5 to start the day, and then Casey Martin reached on a fielder's choice. The 2-1 pitch. Martinez Jr. swings and misses. Curveball at 81. And the count evens 2-2. He's hitting .232 this season, a team high 7 homers and 29 driven in. The 2-2 pitch, he swings and misses. Bit late on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Chaney retires his second of the day on strikes, and it brings up the righty Adam Hall. Hall's patrolling center today for Biloxi. 5-for-19 on the season with 4 driven in. Shuckers trail it 1-0 in the top of the second. The pitch. Hall swings and drives it out to short center. Guzman and McCroskey both out. Rada in, and it drops in for a single. Hall dunked it right between 3 different trash pandas. And he picks up a hit for the 4th time in his last 5 games. Entered today with hits in 3 of his last 4, now make it 4 of his last 5. And one of the hottest hitters in this lineup, Lamar Sparks, steps in from the right side. Hall's got some speed at first, 3-for-3 on stolen bases in 6 games. Chaney delivers. The righty Sparks takes strike 1. It clangs off of Payne's glove, but falls right in front of him. Not enough for Hall to move to second. The count goes 0-1. Sparks is hitting .232 this season, 2 homers, 6 driven in, and a .297 OBP. Chaney delivers. Sparks swings and tips it foul into Payne's mitt to slider at 86. The count goes 0-2. Righty Chaney sets. Now the pitch. Sparks takes off the outside corner, flinch for a moment, then recognizes the slider. It spirals away into the left-handed box. The count goes to 1-2. 2 strikeouts today for Chaney, 1 on the fastball, the other on a slider. The 1-2 pitch. Sparks swings and fouls it back to the top of the netting. Right behind home plate. Count stays at 1-2. Hall takes his lead off first. Sam Brown, the first baseman, holds him on. The 1-2 pitch. Sparks takes low. Curveball at 86. The count evens 2-2. Which Marvel's defenders of the Diamond Knight for Rocket City. They're wearing specialty Marvel uniforms. And every Shuckers player on the video board has been turned into a Marvel villain. Lamar Sparks has been tapped as Thanos. The pitch is a called strike 3. Slider that's ruled to hit the black right in the outside corner. Sparks disagrees with the call and heads back to the dugout. Now 2 away for the lefty, Andy Yerzy. Two out, 1 on. Shuckers trail it 1-0 in the top of the second inning. Every Shuckers player has been comic bookified on the scoreboard. The pitch to the lefty, Yerzy. Swing and a miss to the curveball, and the count goes 0-1. I don't know if that's a word, but we'll roll with it. Their headshots have all been changed to Marvel villains. Yerzy's has been changed into someone, I don't know exactly who it is. It's a purple mask with some red on it. Very menacing face. Hall creeps off first. The pitch is a slider that misses away, and the count evens 1-1. This is very similar to what happened with the Shuckers when they were in Pearl to take on the Mississippi Braves. Check back to first. Hall's back in time. And it was Elvis Appreciation Day. They had an Elvis impersonator on top of the dugout during the game. And every Shuckers player had their face cut out from their headshot and put on a picture of Elvis. Though it was all the same picture of Elvis. The pitch chopped to first. Brown gets it on a hop, takes it to the bag, and that ends the inning. Well, Chase Chaney retires Thanos and then another Marvel villain in the eyes of the Trash Pandas, and finishes out the frame. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 runner left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and the Shuckers trail it 1-0. We're back in a flash on the Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. So Guzman leads it off from the right side for Racket City. We're in the bottom of the second. Shuckers trail it 1-0 against the Racket City Trash Pandas. The righty TJ Shook back to work. Delivers to the righty Guzman. First pitch is a slider that misses off the inside corner at 77. And the count goes to 1-0. Racket City has a run without a hit tonight. The 1-0 pitch. Guzman takes off the inside corner. Another sweeper at 77. And the count goes to 2-0. Racket City got their only run back in the first. Campero walked, stole second, stole third, and then came home on a sac fly. The pitch popped foul to the top of the netting, first base side. We almost got a visitor in the booth right there. Almost an opportunity for the second cracked window of the season, which is not good to have one cracked window, even worse to have two. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, a long swing on a fastball at 91, and the count evens 2-2. Well, it's a perfect time to let you know that foul balls tonight are brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 2-2 pitch, Guzman takes low. It's a slider at 80 miles an hour. The count goes to 3-2. Wilford Varis was the culprit when the Shuckers were back in Biloxi a couple weeks back against the Birmingham Barons. The 3-2 pitch just misses off the inside corner. It's a sinker at 91. Guzman draws a walk, and it brings up the lefty Sam Brown. Varis fouled one back. He had a big week for the Barons. The Barons swept the Shuckers in the first half of a two-week homestand. Varis fouled one straight back. We looked up, and all of a sudden, the top pane of the windows of the Keesler Federal Park press box had a bit of a spider web to it. Pitch to the lefty, Sam Brown comes home. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. It's 1-0 Racket City in the bottom of the second. Brown hitting 220 this season, 22 driven in, and a 312 OBP. Check back to first. Guzman's back in time. The 1-0 pitch. Brown takes off the outside corner. Fastball at 92. The count goes to 2-0. Funniest part about that story with Varis, though. Shuckers, at the time, visiting clubhouse manager Craig Thomas, who's now switched over to the home side for the Shuckers, went up to Varis postgame and said, hey, you got to pay for repairs, bud. The 2-0 pitch popped up. Third base side, foul territory. Wilkin tracks over onto the warning track towards the wall. He makes the catch and retires Brown for the out. Varis was a little spooked. He didn't know he had to pay for damages to the ballpark. Craig quickly made sure that wasn't actually the case in Varis knew so, but for a second, got a little weary of having to pay out of pocket for window damage at Keesler Federal Park. Tyler Payne steps in, very back of the right-handed box. One out, one on. It's 1-0 Rocket City in the second. Shook delivers. Swing and a miss. A long swing from Payne on a slider at 81. And the count goes to 1-1. Payne's hitting 274 this season. Two homers, 14 driven in. Shook delivers. Payne takes a strike at the knees. It's a sinker at 91. And the count goes 2-2. Guzman takes his lead off first. Shook delivers. Payne swings and rolls it right side of the infield. Martinez Jr. to his right, grabs it, fires to second for one. No throw to first. Guzman's retired. Payne reaches on a fielder's choice. And now two out, one on for the switch hitter, Errol Vera. Vera is hitting 172 this season, 12 driven in, and a 225 OBP. It's from the left side against the righty Shook. 1-0 Trash Pandas in the bottom of the second. Shook delivers. Vera attempts it foul. Any ears he's met, just out of it. Held it for a moment and trickled on out. But either way, it's strike one. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. The 0-1 pitch. Vera swings and misses a big curveball from Shook, and he swings right over the top of it. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Infield for Biloxi shifts over. Martin and Wilkin both towards second at short and third. The 0-2 pitch. Lifted down the left field line, overcomes Campbell, and it drops in for a base hit. Payne hustles to second, stops there. Campbell charges in, tosses it back into the cutoff man, Martin. That's the first hit of the day for Rocket City. And it puts men on first and second with two away for the righty, Mac McCroskey. McCroskey's hitting 178 on the season, 8 driven in, and a 263 OBP. It's already 1-0 Rocket City. Righty-righty matchup. Shook delivers. McCroskey takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Jersey sends up inside the pitch. Fastball hits the spot at 92. And it's called strike one. One ball, one strike, two away. The righty Shook goes sent. Now the pitch. McCroskey swings and misses. A big-time curveball at 80 miles an hour that spirals off the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses off the outside corner, trying to go back to the well with a curveball. McCroskey, though, this time does not chase. The count evens at 2-2. Shook about to throw his 43rd pitch of the night already, just in the second inning. The 2-2 pitch, McCroskey takes up. Fastball at 92, and the count goes full. Payne from second, Vera from first will both be off with the pitch. Shook fires. Both runners go. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Fastball at 93 right down the middle. First strikeout of the day for Shook, and it ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, two runners left on base. The end of the third. Trash Pandas lead the Shuckers 1-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Way into the third, and the ready Chase Cheney is back to work. Faces the switch hitter Xavier Warren in the ninth spot from the left side. First pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. It's 1-0 Racket City over Biloxi. Shuckers have been held scoreless on one hit. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Warren chops it foul first base side. And the count goes to 2-1. By the way, we're keeping track up here in the booth. They are showcasing a different Marvel villain for every Shuckers player card on the big video board here at Toyota Field. It's Rocket City's Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight. They're wearing comic book-inspired jerseys. The 2-1 pitch, pops foul, third base side, and out of play. The count evens 2-2. Though, the Trash Pandas, whose logo is a raccoon, do not use Rocket Raccoon from the Guardians of the Galaxy on their jerseys. They instead just have a bit of a stencil drawing of a raccoon. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. The pitch, Warren swings and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 93. Now one away for the lefty, Dylan O'Reilly. So Xavier Warren on the board is Doom. Andy Yerzy is Magneto. Lamar Smarts is Thanos. Now we wait to see what Dylan O'Reilly's got on the scoreboard. O'Reilly, 0 for 1 today, reaching an error in the first. The pitch, he swings and lines it foul, third base side, and the count goes to 1-1. Already Cheney sets. Now the 0-1 pitch. O'Reilly takes a strike at the knees, and the count goes to 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dylan O'Reilly on the scoreboard as a big picture of Dr. Osborn from Spider-Man. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. O'Reilly swings and hits it on one hop to Guzman behind the second base. Bang, the shortstop fires to first. It's in time, and O'Reilly's retired for the second out. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Ronnie Casey Martin steps in for Biloxi. 1-0 Rocket City with two out, nobody on in the top of the third. The pitch is a called strike one. The pitch to the righty Martin is a called strike top of the zone, and the count goes to 1-2. Half the battle right now is trying to figure out who's who on the supervillain scoreboard. Every Shuckers player has been transformed from a Biloxi Shuckers headshot to a Marvel supervillain. Right now for Casey Martin, it looks like the Green Goblin's on the scoreboard. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. False, it is record. Why Google exists, kids. To satisfy the 1-2 pitch misses up and inside, and the count evens 2-2. To satisfy the curiosity of press box people across minor league baseball on superhero night, and there's superheroes you've never seen before on the scoreboard, you'll be amazed how far colors get you. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball outside corner at 93. And Martin is retired for the final out. Cheney, 3 shutout innings and 5 strikeouts tonight. He's also retired 5 in a row. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 2.5. 1-0 Rocket City on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country, and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Bottom of the third inning, and the righty T.J. Shuck is back to work. Shuckers trail it 1-0, and he fires home to the lefty Nelson Rada. First pitch is a called strike one. It's a curveball at 76 that nestles right on the outside black. Rocket City got their only run in the first inning. Rada's 0-for-1. The pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Right now for Shuck, the big thing, he'd love to do it if he can do it in this inning. Let's get that pitch count down. He's about to throw his 47th pitch of the day. The pitch, check swing. He goes 3/4 of the way. Fastball up and away at 91. And the count goes to 1-2. If Shook can get out of this inning in under 55 pitches, that would be a big-time bonus for him. The pitch, swing and a miss. Retires Rada on strikes. A couple of healthy fastballs top of the zone. That last one at 92. One away now for the switch hitter Gustavo Campero, which is the entire reason why Rocket City is on the board right now. He walked in the first on a 9-pitch battle. stole second on the first pitch of the next at-bat, then stole third of the pitch later, and then scored a pitch after that on a sacrifice fly from Orlando Martinez. The pitch misses up and in to the switch hitter Campero, who's in from the left side. And the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Campero takes up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Somebody's got a squeaky toy. It's right below us. Sounds like one of those squeaky dog toys. The 2-0 delivery is a called strike in the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Now, it is not Bark in the Park night. That was a couple days ago. And Josh Carey, the Rocket City Trash Pan announcer, is also looking out his window, which is right next to us, trying to figure out the origin of this squeaky-sounding toy. The pitch to Campero misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-1. The pitch home. Campero swings and misses. Healthy fastball top of the zone at 92. The count goes full at 3-2. 3-2, 1 away. Shook delivers. Campero dribbles it foul right to the on-deck circle, in and out of Orlando Martinez's hands. The count stays full. Good crowd on a Friday night here in Rocket City. The 3-2 pitch. Check swing does not go, and the pitch misses off the outside corner. Campero works his second walk of the day. And it's just about a guarantee that he's going to attempt to steal second on this first pitch to Martinez. Now, the first two stolen bases that he has today did not come on straight steals. It was a delayed steal. Campero would take his secondary, two hops towards second, wait for a half second, and then jet towards second. Did the same to third. One out, one on. The pitch. Clubbed out to deep right center. Sparks is back on it at the warning track under it, and he makes the catch. It's a deep fly out for Orlando Martinez. And now two away for the righty, Eric Wagaman. By the way, fans, you can chime in on our text the booth line tonight, join the broadcast, and say hello. 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Two out, one on, 1-0 Rocket City in the bottom of the third inning. Shook checks back to first, and Campero is just back in time. Wagaman in from the right side. He's 0-1 today with a ground out to short. Shook delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. The count goes 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, Campero off to second. This thing's tailed down the left field line. It hops one hop off the top of the wall. Campero rounds third. Campbell fumbles it for a moment. The relay's into the shortstop. Martin, who wraps it towards third. It's an RBI double from Wagaman, and it's 2-0. Wagaman torched it down the line off the bat at 112 miles an hour. It one hopped off the very top of the wall. Campbell fumbled it for a moment. Wagaman drives in his 32nd of the year, and it's now 2-0 in the third. Righty Denzar Guzman steps in. The pitch is a called strike one at the knees. It's a sinker at 91. Guzman walked back in the second inning. Two runs on two hits today for Racket City. Shook delivers. Guzman drives it out to right. Sparks comes in on it, and he makes the catch. But in the inning, one run, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. End of the fourth, it's 2-0 Racket City over Biloxi on the Shuckers Radio.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Top of the fourth inning, the Shuckers trail Racket City 2-0. It's the fourth game of a six-game set. Biloxi has won each of the first three games in this six-game set. But tonight, righty Chase Chaney has been terrific. Five strikeouts, no runs allowed. Righty Chaney delivers to the righty Brock Wilkin. First pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Wilkin is 0-1. Struck out swinging on a slider back in the first inning. Chaney delivers. Wilkin fouls it back and out of play. The count evens 1-1. One and one the count. Righty Chaney kicks and fires. Wilkin takes a slider on the outside corner for strike two. Chaney's pitch count in good shape. That last pitch just his 45th of the day. He's already notched five strikeouts, allowed just one hit. The 1-2 pitch. Wilkin takes off the outside corner. It's a fastball at 92. The count evens, two balls and two strikes. Chaney fires. Misses up and away. Fastball at 93. The count goes full at three balls and two strikes. The payoff pitch. Wilkin swings and rolls it to short. Guzman goes down to a knee, snags it back to his feet, fires to first. It's in time. And it retires Wilkin for the out. Brings up the switch hitter Noah Campbell. Set to dig in from the left side against the righty Chaney. It's 2-0 Racket City in the top of the fourth. Bit of a special reunion today with the Shuckers facing off against Chase Chaney. Chase's dad, Keith, was teammates with Shuckers manager Joe Arol back in rookie ball. The pitch is a slider that's called strike one. They were teammates together in 1991 with the Appy League affiliate of the Atlanta Braves and the Pulaski Braves up in Pulaski, Virginia. The 0-1 pitch. Campbell takes a strike on the outside corner. The count runs 0-2. Joe Arol was telling a funny story about his first memory of meeting Chase's dad, Keith. Was when Keith was driving to Pulaski, he had just signed with the Braves. So he drove with all of his gear and equipment to Pulaski. 0-2 pitch, misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Arant was just driving from extended spring training, so all of his gear was already in Pulaski on the team bus. Was not the case for Keith. He jammed his car full of everything he needed for a full season. The 1-2 pitch. Broken bat liner, one hop by McCroskey's mitt at second, and it's into center for a single. Campbell reaches. One out, one on, and the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. steps in. But Keith got to Pulaski, pulls into a gas station, gets out of the car, goes to pay for his gas, walks out, and there was no more car. Somebody stole his car in the middle of a gas station with all of his equipment for the season in broad daylight. Keith, though, was able to recover his car. Played 60 games that season with the Pulaski Braves in his only season of professional baseball. And now his son Chase in Double-A facing off against the team managed by his old teammate. Pitch to the lefty Martinez Jr. is a called strike one on the inside corner. But how about that? You sign, get ready to play pro ball. You're all excited and ready to go. You show up, you get out of your car to pay for gas, and bam, car gets stolen. The 0-1 pitch, Martinez Jr. takes away, and the count evens 1-1. Now, the happy ending of the story is that he has all of his equipment. He got it all back. That would have been even worse. All the equipment stolen. You show up for practice the next day. No glove. The 1-1 pitch misses off the inside corner, and it hits Martinez Jr. on the foot, and he rolls around in pain in front of the plate. Campbell moves to second. Checkers acting manager Fidel Pena down from third to check on Martinez Jr. Martinez Jr. gets off his leg guard. Checkers associate athletic trainer Katie Bowersox out to check on him. Wipes some dirt off his left arm. And right, that's about all the tending to Ernesto is going to need, which is good to see. And that is. She gets the leg guard and hands it off to the back girl. Martinez Jr. walks down to first. Two on, one away, and the righty Adam Hall steps in. It's 2-0, Trash Pandas over the Shepherds. Hall's 1-for-1 with a single back in the second. Chaney fires. Popped straight up. Behind home plate, Payne ditches the mask. Under it. Towards the dugout, and he makes the catch. Two away, and the ready Lamar Sparks comes up. Checkers trail it 2-0. Two on in the top of the fourth. By the way, we've been keeping track of the superhero villains that have appeared on the scoreboard tonight. It's the Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight for Rocket City. Because of that, every Shuckers player has been transformed into a Marvel villain. Adam Hall was Loki. Lamar Sparks is a big old picture of Thanos up on the video board. Campbell at second, Martinez Jr. at first. The pitch. Sparks swings and misses as helmet almost pops off in a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count goes to 0-1. Now, if you're Sparks, that's almost a compliment to have Thanos on the video board. The 0-1 pitch. Sparks takes low and away. Slider at 86. And the count evens 1-1. Now, yes, he's the main villain of the two biggest Marvel movies ever made, but he's one of the strongest guys in the universe. The 1-1 pitch. Popped foul down the right field line. It tails towards the seats. Martinez, the right fielder, is over, and it's out of play. The count goes to 1-2. The vitals on Thanos are pretty wild. Like 10 feet tall, a couple tons, large. Now, Thanos on a baseball diamond, you have to think, would turn into quite the power hitter. Obviously, the whole glove and snapping of the fingers, that's the whole point of the end of the first Infinity War movie, would be very bad. Would not make sure he doesn't have it. But either way, the righty Cheney delivers home. Sparks takes up and away. Fastball at 93. The count evens 2-2. But just on pure strength alone, Barry Bonds' home run record might be in jeopardy if Thanos ever decided to play baseball. Be hard to find him a bat, but big-time power. The 2-2 pitch. Sparks takes strike three in the outside corner, and that ends the inning. Cheney strikes out his sixth of the day. Shuckers get 2-1 with one away, but are unable to bring anybody home. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. We're through 3.5. It's 2-0 Rocket City over Biloxi on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
It's 2-0 Rocket City. We're through 3.5 innings of play on the Shuckers Radio Network. Fourth game of a six-game set. Shuckers have won each of the first three. And the righty T.J. Shook faces off against the lefty Sam Brown. First pitch, Brown takes low. The count goes to 1-0. Two runs on two hits and an error tonight for Rocket City. No runs, two hits, and no errors for Biloxi. Shook delivers. Brown takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Brown is 0-1 tonight, popped out to third back in the second inning. The 1-1 pitch. Chop third base side, Wilkin to his right, backhands it, pirouettes, fires on one hop to first, it's in time. What a play from Brock Wilkin down the third baseline. Retires Sam Brown, and now one away for the righty Tyler Payne. One out, nobody on, and the righty Tyler Payne steps in. The righty Shook fires. It misses low when the count goes to 1-0. Now, one of the interesting portions of tonight, as this entire game has revolved around superheroes, as it's the Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight for the Rocket City Trash Pandas. The 1-0 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 2-0. Every Shuckers player has been turned into a Marvel villain on their video board headshot. Brock Wilkin is Venom. Adam Hall is Loki. Lamar Sparks is Thanos. The 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss from Payne. The count goes to 2-1. But none of the Trash Pandas have had their headshots changed to Marvel superheroes. And you would think the team is called the Trash Pandas. That's slang for a raccoon. The 2-1 pitch. Payne breaks his bat, shatters it, shoots it out to left. Campbell dives, and he makes the catch. Noah Campbell, and a dead sprint in from left, makes a dazzling grab. Robs a hit from Payne, and there's two away. What a play from Noah Campbell. And now two outs and nobody on for the switch hitter, Errol Vera. Vera single back in the second inning. Shook kicks and fires. Vera from the left-handed box takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. To finish out that thought, of all the superheroes and all of the Marvel movies and comics and TV shows, the 1-0 pitch is a called strike, and the count evens 1-1. There was actually a character who you could claim to be a trash panda in Rocket Raccoon, who's one of the main Guardians of the Galaxy. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Changeup low at 83, and the count goes to 1-2. He has all the qualifications. I'm not sure if he's ever heard of baseball. They haven't really discussed baseball very much in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. Though the main character is from Earth. The 1-2 pitch misses low, and the count evens 2-2. But you could have 9 different Rocket Raccoons in the lineup. 9 different poses of Rocket. It's a great character. The 2-2 pitch popped up, third base side, foul territory. Yerzy gives it a look, and it's out of play. And the count stays at 2-2. If you haven't noticed already, the broadcast booth, the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth, is proud members of the Nerd Herd. TJ Schiffbein was trying to finish out a scoreless frame. He's gone 2 up, 2 down. 2-2 pitch to Vera. Rolled foul, first base side. The count stays at 2-2. Vera steps out of the box for a moment as thousands of kids chant SpongeBob SquarePants. Possibly a superhero of the undersea. 2-2 pitch. Chop the ball back to the screen, and the count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two away. It's 2-0 Rocket City in the bottom of the fourth inning. Shook delivers. Swing and a miss. Changeup at 85 on the outside corner. Picks up his third strikeout today. We head to the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for Rocket City in the fourth. It's 2-0 Trash Pandas on Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
Welcome back to Madison, Alabama, and Toyota Field. We head to the top of the fifth inning. Biloxi trails it 2-0 against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Lefty Andy Yerzy steps in against the righty Chase Chaney. First pitch of the frame. Yerzy loops it out towards left. Guzman, the shortstop, is out off the back of the infield by a step. Makes the catch and retires Yerzy for the first out. Biloxi today is tally just two hits. One runner has reached second. That was Noah Campbell back last inning. Switch hitter Warren digs in the very back of the left-handed box against the righty, Chase Chaney. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Warren struck out swinging on a fastball back in the third inning. The pitch, he swings and hits it high in the air, but not deep. Into center, right of the center fielder charges in, and he makes the catch. Quickly, two away for the righty, Chaney, whose pitch count is in terrific shape tonight. That was his 64th pitch of the night, and already two away here in the fifth inning. He has not gone past six innings in a start this year, but he has thrown six innings in three of his last six starts. Two out, nobody on. Back to the top of the order, and the lefty Dylan O'Reilly. The pitch. O'Reilly takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch. O'Reilly swings and misses. The count evens, one ball and one strike. Chaney delivers. O'Reilly chops it towards third. Vera, the third baseman, charges, gloves it, fires to first, and it finishes off a 1-2-3 fifth inning for Chase Chaney. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Chaney's retired five in a row. We're halfway through in Madison. 2-0 Trash Pandas on the Shuckers Radio Network.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
One and two due up in the order for Rocket City here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Javik Blank back alongside you. It's 2-0 Trash Pandas over Biloxi. The pitch. McCroskey, the righty, takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. No runs, two hits, no errors for Biloxi. For Rocket City, two runs, two hits, and an error. Shook delivers. Fastball called the strike on the outside corner at 90 miles an hour. The count evens 1-1. McCroskey struck out swinging back in the second inning on a fastball high in the zone. One of three strikeouts today from Shook. The pitch. Slider touches the outside corner at 79. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Hammered out to right. Sparks under it, though. And he hauls it in for the out. Did not have to move much. One away, and it brings up the lefty, Nelson Rana. By the way, we'd like to extend a big hello to George, who's tuning in tonight in Grand Ridge, Florida. Also a big hello to Zio and Henry tuning in the car tonight. Lefty Rada stands in against the righty Shook. The pitch is a called strike one in the inside corner. We'd also like to say a big hello to Ty, who's tuning in from right behind home plate here at Toyota Field. The pitch, Rada takes low. And the count evens at 1-1. Rada's 0-2 tonight. Popped out to third in the first. Struck out on a high fastball in the third. The 1-1 pitch. Rada chops it right side of the infield. Martinez Jr., the first baseman, has it. Jumbles quickly to Sugar. The front's off his mitt. And Rada reaches. A very slow developing play. We'll see whether or not they tag it as an E3 or an E1, but either way, Rada reaches on an error. And now a man on with one away for Gustavo Campera. And that is ruled a single. The pitch, bunt shown, pulled back, it misses inside. The count goes to 1-0. So for Rada, he tallies his first hit of the night. That's the third hit of the day for Rocket City. The 1-0 pitch, Rada fakes a steal, stays put. It's called strike on the inside corner, fastball at 91. And the count evens 1-1. Campero, a switch hitter in from the left side against the righty Shook. Campero has not recorded an official at-bat today. Two different walks, one in the first, another in the third. A long wait, now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider top of the zone at 79, and the count goes to 1-2. That was Shook's 86th pitch of the night. But for Biloxi, big of Shook can go through 5 innings. Bullpen is silent. Pitch back to first. And Rada's back in time. Well, just as we say that, Adam Seminaris now has a ball and is warming up. The left-handed arm in the Shuckers bullpen. Seminaris, a long reliever out of the Shuckers pen, can go 3 to 4 innings. In fact, has gone 4 innings multiple times this year. The 1-2 pitch, runner off to second. It's poked out to right center. Hall after it, into the alleyway. It takes one hop over the wall, and it's a ground rule double. Rada's round third and about halfway home before the umpiring crew tells him he has to go back. Campero extends his hit streak to 5 in a row. He's now 6 for his last 17 at the plate. There are runners at second and third with one away for the lefty Orlando Martinez. Checkers acting manager Fidel Pena at the top step of the dugout. Though he stays put, the infield for Biloxi comes in. Wilkin, Martin, Array, and Martinez Jr. It's 2-0 Rocket City in the bottom of the fifth inning. The pitch misses up and in to the lefty Martinez, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, quick check of the scoreboard update right now, which brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bottom seven, Mississippi leads Tennessee 3-2. The 1-0 pitch. Martinez swings and misses. A long swing on an 83-mile-an-hour changeup. The count evens 1-1. Bottom seven, Pensacola leads Chattanooga 6-1. And a no-hitter alert in Montgomery between the Barons and the Biscuits. It's 1-0 Birmingham, and the Biscuits are hitless. The 1-1 pitch. Driven out towards center. Hall, the center fielder, over. Makes the catch. Rada tags from third. The throw goes to third. Cut off by Martin at short. It's a sacrifice fly for Martinez. His second of the day. And it's 3-0. Three, That's Martinez's 10th RBI of the year. And now runner on second, two away, and the righty Eric Wagaman steps in. And an RBI double down the left field line in the third. Shook delivers. Wagaman takes off the inside corner. It's a changeup at 84. And the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Wagaman takes off the inside corner. It's a fastball at 91, and the count goes to 2-0. That was the 91st pitch of the day from Shook. First time he's been over 85 pitches in a start this season, closing in on the season high for a Shuckers pitcher. The 2-0 pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-0. The season high for pitches in a start is 94, set by Nate Peterson back on May 9th against Montgomery. Shook's about to throw his 93rd pitch of the day right here against the righty Eric Wagaman. Campero's off second. The pitch. Wagaman swings and misses. The count goes to 3-1. It's 3-0 Rocket City. Two out, man on second in the bottom of the fifth inning. The righty Shook comes set. Now fires. Wagaman takes low, and it's ball four. Two out, two on for the righty Denzer Guzman. And out of the dugout comes Pena. DJ Shook ties the Shucker staff season high with 94 pitches and leads with two outs and two on in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pena out, gets the ball from Shook, sends it back to the dugout. Seminars in when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bobin, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Welcome back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. The lefty Adam Seminaris is out of the bullpen for Biloxi. The Shuckers trailing 3-0. One run already in the inning. Gustavo Campero's at second. Eric Wagaman's at first. And the lefty Seminaris faces off against the righty Denzer Guzman. Seminaris kicks and fires. Hit on one, hop to O'Reilly at second. He charges to the bag. One pitch, one out, and that ends the inning. Seminaris strands two inherited base runners, and we're through five in Rocket City. In the inning, one run, two hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. End of the sixth, 3-0 Trash Pandas on the Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
The right-handed hitting Casey Morton leads it off for Biloxi. We move to the sixth inning. Shuckers trail it 3-0 against the righty Chase Cheney and the Racket City Trash Pandas. Righty Cheney delivers, and the righty Martin ducks down. It's a slider that misses up and over his head. The count goes to 1-0. Martin is 0-for-2 tonight with a strikeout. He's grounded into a fielder's choice. The pitch is a slider called strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Cheney, his pitch count in terrific shape, about to throw his 70th pitch of the day. The 1-1 pitch, Martin pops it up. Out to short left center. Guzman, the shortstop, is out. Campero, the left fielder, under it, and he makes the catch. One away, and it brings up the righty Brock Wilkin. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama, where any Chase Cheney fires home to Brock Wilkin. And it's called strike one at the knees. Shuckers trail it 3-0, fourth game of a six-game set. Shuckers have won each of the first three in this series. The 0-1 pitch misses low when the count goes to 1-1. Shuckers are looking for their second consecutive road series win and their second consecutive series win in this ballpark. They won 4 of 6, their only trip here last year. The 1-1 pitch, Wilkin swings and pops it foul, first base side and out of play, and the count goes to 1-2. That series for Biloxi last year, a little bit of a topsy-turvy series. They lost the first two and then won each of the final four games. They scored over 25 runs in those four games, including a doubleheader sweep. Justin Jarvis recorded a 10-strikeout game. The 1-2 pitch misses low, and the count evens 2-2. And then in the Sunday series finale, the first of two chapters of the double-A appearances of Ben Joyce facing off against Jackson Churio occurred. Churio gave the Shuckers the lead late with the bases loaded on a bases-clearing double. The 2-2 pitch misses low when the count goes full. Churio later would homer off of Joyce back at Keesler Federal Park. Joyce now up the big league club in Los Angeles. Now Churio big league club in Milwaukee. There's a chance they face each other. The pitch popped foul. First base side and out of play. And the count stays full. And when they do it at the big league level, it is a chance to see if the saga continues. They have not met since Churio homered the opposite way in a 100-mile-an-hour fastball from Ben Joyce. The 3-2 pitch, Wilkin hammers it foul. Way deep, but way foul down the left field line. The count stays at 3-2. Cheney fires. Wilkin dribbles it foul at the plate. It rolls back to the screen. Count stays full. Shackers are rocketing up Cheney's pitch count right now. Last pitch is 78 of the night. The payoff pitch. Wilkin takes strike three. Slider top of the zone, and he knew it. Second time he struck out tonight. Both times have been on the slider. That's now seven strikeouts tonight for the righty Cheney, and he faces the switch hitter Noah Campbell. Cheney delivers. Campbell takes low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Campbell 1-for-2 today. He's been up from the left side in all three plate appearances against the righty Cheney. The 1-0 pitch just misses off the inside corner. It's a fastball at 91. And the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Cheney works first base side of the rubber, delivers. Swing and a miss. Slider at 86. And the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Cheney comes home. Misses low with a curveball at 82. And the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Two out, nobody on. It's 3-0 Rocket City in the top of the sixth inning. The 3-1 pitch. Campbell lines it foul. Third base side and out of play. The count stays full. Campbell reached back in the fourth inning on a single. That was Biloxi's last hit tonight. They've been held scoreless on just 2 hits by Trash Panda starter Chase Cheney. Here's the payoff pitch. Misses up and away, ball four. Campbell reaches for the second time tonight, and up comes the left-handed hitting Ernesto Martinez Jr. It's 3-0 Rocket City over Biloxi. Martinez Jr. 0-for-1 today. He's been hit by a pitch. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch. He checks his swing. Doesn't matter. It's called strike. A slider at 85. And the count evens 1-1. 3 runs, 4 hits, and an error for Rocket City. For Biloxi, no runs, 2 hits, and no errors. The 1-1 pitch. He swings, breaks his bat, rolls it left side of the infield. Vera grabs it at short, fires to first. It's in time, and that finishes the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 5.5. And it's 3-0 Rocket City. Back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Left-handed hitting, Sam Brown leads it off for Rocket City. We move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Lefty Adam Seminars back to work for Biloxi. Shuckers trail it 3-0. Lefty Seminars faces the lefty Sam Brown. Back of the box. First pitch. Brown takes off the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-0. Seminars entered in the fifth inning with two out, two on. Needed one pitch to get out of the inning. Finalized the line for the righty TJ Shook. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 2-0. Shook gives up three runs on four hits. All three runs are earned in 4 2/3 innings. Four walks, three strikeouts, and throws 94 pitches. The pitch. Brown takes a strike at the knees. The count goes to 2-1. Seminars makes his 11th appearance of the year. He has a 3.90 ERA and 32 and a third innings, 8 walks, and 33 strikeouts. The 2-1 pitch. Brown takes low, and the count goes to 3-1. Brown's 0 for 2 today. Popped out to third back in the second. Grounded out two-third in the fourth. Wilkin at third is shifted over, right normally where a shortstop would play. The pitch is a called strike two. It's a sinker on the inside corner at 89. Counted 3-2. Seminars, a big sinker slider guy. Now the payoff pitch. Brown hits it on one hop by Martin, who dives all the way out at short. And it's into center. Martin went full extension behind second. Brown reaches and brings up the righty Tyler Payne. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Alrighty, Tyler Payne steps in. Two games have gone final around the Brewers organization, both in the Dominican Republic. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Brewers 1 fell 8-6 against the DSL Athletics. Brewers 2 fell to the Guardians Goral Squad 4-1. The 1-0 pitch. Payne rolls it foul. Hits it hard, just a bit ahead of it. The count evens 1-1. Everything else in action. They're through 7.5. Wisconsin and Fort Wayne are knotted at 3. It is the opening day in the second half in single A and high A. Wisconsin already in the playoffs, first half champions in the Midwest League West Division. Same with Carolina. They're up 6-1 on Columbia. They are division champions in the Carolina League North Division. That game in the bottom of the seventh. First half ends in double A and triple A on Sunday. The pitch. Payne shoots it out to right. Sparks back on it. Catches the chip side. And Payne's retired for the out. One away, and the switch hitter Errol Vera digs in from the right side. In AAA, bottom of the sixth inning, Nashville leads Durham 3-2. And at the big league level, Brewers and Padres are scoreless. They're getting underway in just a moment. Dylan Cease gets the start for San Diego. Meanwhile, the Brewers start Carlin Ray. Brown's off first. 3-0 Trash Pandas. The pitch. Off to second. Swing and a miss. Yerzy throws to second. O'Ray grabs it. Goes for the swipe tag. And he whiffs. Brown swipes second. Batter interference is called. Vera is out. Brown is told to go back to first, and Trash Panda's manager, Andy Schatzley, down to have a conversation with Joe McCarthy. Vera swung and missed. His momentum carrying a bit towards home plate. Vera is out. Two away. And brings up the righty, Matt McCarthy. McCroskey stands in, one on, two away, 3-0 Trash Pandas in the sixth. The pitch, McCroskey takes low and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Rolled to short. Morton gets it on back of the infield, shovels to Array at second, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the seventh. It's 3-0 Rocket City. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
End of the seventh, the Shuckers trail it 3-0 against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Kevin Blake back alongside you, and the righty Chase Cheney is into his seventh inning on the hill. His first six have been marvelous. His pitch count at 88. Trash Pandas lead it 3-0. The righty Cheney delivers to the righty Adam Hall. First pitch misses up and in. The count goes to 1-0. Cheney has never pitched into the seventh inning this season. His previous season high was six innings. The pitch. Hall chops it towards first. Brown corrals it, flips to Cheney on the run to first. And Cheney retires for the out. For the first time this season, Chase Cheney has recorded an out in the seventh inning. It brings up Lamar Sparks. Cheney has been pitching professionally since 2019. He was in the Arizona League with the Arizona Brewers. The pitch. Sparks pops it up right side of the infield. McCroskey, the second baseman, out towards short right under it, and he makes the catch. Chase Chaney has now set a new career high. His previous career high was 6 1/3 innings. He did it three times. Twice in 2023 with the Tri-City Dust Devils, 6 1/3 at Spokane and at Eugene. First time did it on August 26, 2022 with the Inland Empire 66ers in A-ball against the Lake Elsinore Storm. Two out. The pitch is called strike one. It's 3-0 Trash Pandas over the Shuckers. No runs, two hits, no errors for Biloxi. Chaney delivers to the lefty Yerzy, who swings and hits it on one hop. It short hops Guzman off his glove, and it deflects down into short left center. It's a two-out base runner, and it brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren. Rapid City's bullpen starts to get warm. It's the righty John O'Reilly who is starting to warm. They rule it as an error on Guzman, his second of the day. Pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Check that. It's Rapid City's second of the night. The first error was charged to Errol Vera back on the first batter of the ball game against Dylan O'Reilly. The 1-0 pitch, Warren takes low, and now goes to 2-0. The pitch, swing and a miss, way ahead of a changeup at 86. The count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two away. Warren's 0 for 2 tonight with a strikeout and a fly out to center. Chaney delivers. Warren swings and drives it out to deep left. Campero charges on it, and he makes a running ground. That thing hung up just a bit too much in the night sky. And Warren's retired for the final out of the top of the seventh. The first time in Chase Chaney's career, he's gone seven. No runs, no hits, one error, one runner left on base. Time to stretch in Madison, Alabama. 3-0 Rocket City on the Shepherds Radio Network.
David G's favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
As I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Nothing against the Rapid City Trash Pandas. Fourth game of a six-game set. Top of the order due up with the lefty Nelson Arata against the lefty Adam Seminaris, who's into his second full inning. Seminaris delivers home. Rata shows bunt. It's a drag bunt. He bunts it foul off Yerzy behind the plate. Count goes down and one. Arata tonight is 1 for 3, had an infield single back in the fifth inning and came around to score the third run of the day for Rocket City. The lefty kicks and delivers. Rada tips it foul. Andy Yerzy's mitt behind the plate. The count goes 2-2. Speaking of Yerzy, it's quite the Canadian contingent that makes up the Shepherds lineup today. At least in the last 2 years, it's the most Canadian players they've ever had on their roster. Four different Canadians. Justin King, a relief arm, and then Adam Hall, Dylan O'Reilly, and Andy Yerzy. Two pitch. Rada loops it out to short center. Hall charges in, sticks up his mitt, and he makes the grab. He overran it for a moment, had to reach back and up, but makes the grab and retires Rada for the out. The wildest part, though, is that Hall, O'Reilly, and Yerzy, yes, all from Canada, but also all from the same province in Ontario. And if Justin King enters, that will make four different Canadians on the field at one time, which would likely be a Shuckers franchise record. The pitch, the switch hitter Campero, is a strike one. Called strike top of the zone. Campero in from the right side. O'Reilly and Hall hail from around the same area. Hall originally was born and spent the first 11 years of his life in Bermuda before moving to Canada. The 0-1 pitch. Driven out towards left. Campbell back on it. Looks up and it smacks off base of the wall. Campero rounds first and heads towards second. Campbell throws to O'Reilly. One hop. And the throw is late. Campero is having himself quite today. Two for two with two doubles. He's been walked twice. He's scored twice. And he's counting two stolen bases. That one was smoked off his bat. 102 miles an hour with the exit velo. And it brings up the lefty, Orlando Martinez. Martinez digs in from the left-handed box. Against the lefty, Seminars. It's already 3-0 in Rocket City. The pitch. Misses low. Yerzy blocks it up. And the count goes to 1-0. By the way, fans, a reminder that every foul ball tonight brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Seminars picks up his leg, spins around, and checks to second. No throw, but Campero dances back to the bag anyways. The 1-0 pitch misses low and away. The count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Martinez takes a strike on the outside corner. It's a sinker at 89, and the count goes to 2-1. Martinez is 0-1 tonight. He's tallied two sacrifice flies, one in the first, another in the fifth. He's responsible for driving in two of the three Rocket City runs on the board right now. The 2-1 pitch misses off the outside corner. It's a sinker at 90 miles an hour, and the count goes to 3-1. This game is quite the opposite of what we saw last night in this ballpark, an 8-7 game where the two teams combined for 15 runs on 20 hits and 5 homers. And it's just 3-0. We're in the seventh. 3-1 pitch. Martinez takes away, and it's ball four. Tonight we've seen 3 combined runs on 8 combined hits. And Andy Yerzy walks out to the mound to talk to Seminars. Checkers acting manager Fidel Pena comes out. Greg Yoho's getting warm in the Shuckers bullpen. And Biloxi makes the call to the bullpen. Two on, one away. And a new pitcher into the ballgame when we come back on Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-7 229581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
This game with a three-run deficit. It's 3-0 Rocket City. 2-1, one out, bottom seven, and the Shuckers go to one of their stars in the bullpen. And the righty, Craig Yoho. First pitch to Eric Wagman. Is a called strike one. Runner up to third, no throw. And Campero tallies his third stolen base of the day. Another delayed steal, and nobody signed. Gustavo Campero now at third. He's up to 24 stolen bases this year. Orlando Martinez is at first. Eric Wagaman, 1-for-2 today. The pitch. Misses off the outside corner, a slider at 79. And the count evens 1-1. Yoho this year makes his sixth appearance in Double A. He has a 3.38 ERA in 8 innings, 4 walks, 18 strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch. Slider is a called strike on the outside corner at 78. The count goes to 1-2. He's a 3-pitch guy. Sinker, slider, changeup. Right now trying to keep this game at a 3-0 deficit. Pitch. Fouled back to the screen. That was a sinker at 91. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Campero takes his lead off third. Martinez off first. Yoho delivers. Roped foul, third base side, way ahead of the slider at 79. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses off the outside corner, a slider at 77, and the count evens 2-2. Yoho stands at 6'3", 225 pounds. Crowd starts to sing along to Bon Jovi. Friday night, the pitch. Hammered out to left center. Ball tracks over from center. Campero ready to tag. Ball makes the catch. Martinez tags from first to second. Campero tags from third to home. And it's a sack fly from Eric Wagaman. Second RBI of the day, up to 32 driven in the season. Martinez moves to second. Campero's home. And it's 4-0 Rocket Steve. That run is attributed to Adam Seminaris. And up comes the righty, Enzer Guzman. He's 0 for 2 today with a walk. Yoho steps off, checks second. No throw. So that run charged to Adam Seminaris. Orlando Martinez at second, also his responsibility. And now time is called. A couple kids in the outfield accidentally lost a ball onto the field. Lamar Sparks in right, tosses it back to the kiddos. Out, one on. The pitch. Guzman chops it foul towards the Shuckers dugout. Sinker at 92. Count goes to 0-1. Shuckers tonight will need their 17th comeback win of the season. They want to clinch a series win tonight. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider at 77 with 19 inches of run away from Guzman's bat. And the count goes 0-2. That one almost at 3,000 RPMs of spin. No balls, two strikes, two away. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And that ends the inning. A changeup at 78 miles an hour. And Yoho tallies the strikeout. One run, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Shuckers down 4-0 in front of a blood orange full moon in Madison, Alabama. We're off to the eighth. Biloxi Shuckers Radio.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
It's a minute in dance competition at Toyota Fields in Madison, Alabama. And the man who just won the battle is Ballerina Ring, dancing his way off the field at the moment. And a new pitcher's in the game for the Trash Can. It's the righty, John O'Reilly, who relieves Chase Chaney after Chaney goes a career-high 7 shutout innings. Pitch to the lefty, Dylan O'Ray, is called strike one at the knees. The count goes to no balls and one strike. There's a man and a woman dancing against each other, well, dancing in a competition against each other. There was a winner and a loser. The 0-1 pitch, this is low, and the count evens 1-1. There were some twirls, there was a cartwheel, there was a flip for the man who won. Very impressive athletic feats happening at the first baseline between innings. The pitch, O'Ray slices it towards right center. Rada's over and it's down for a single. O'Ray rounds first. Stumbles for a moment on his way back to first. And he gets back to the bag in time. and puts both his hands on his hips. Give himself a little breather. Brings up the righty Casey Martin. It's 4-0 Rocket City in the top of the eighth inning. Martin is 0-3 tonight. The righty O'Reilly comes set, now delivers. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. O'Reilly makes his 10th appearance of the year, just his third relief appearance of the season. He has a 2.65 ERA in 37 and third innings. The 1-0 pitch, Martin swings and misses. Sinker at 92, and the count evens 1-1. O'Reilly also 10 blocks, 26 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 230 against him. The 1-1 pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 2-1. He stands in at 6'5", 225 pounds, a native of Northvale, New Jersey. The pitch. Martin takes a strike on the outside corner. The count evens 2-2. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball outside corner at 94. And now one away for righty Brock Wilkin. O'Reilly was signed by the Angels as a free agent in early April. He was released at the end of spring training by the Pirates organization. He had spent his entire career with ever since signing with them out of Rutgers in 2018. Made 50 appearances last year out of the bullpen for Triple-A Indianapolis. First pitch is taken foul back to the screen by Wilkin. And the count goes to 1-1. Wilkin tonight 0-3 with two strikeouts. O'Reilly's at first. It's 4-0 Rocket City in the top of the eighth inning. O'Reilly fires. Misses low. Count evens 1-1. O'Reilly has spent a majority of his career at the AAA level. 107 out of his 182 appearances have come in AAA. The 1-1 pitch. Wilkin swings and hits it right back to O'Reilly on the hill, but he snags it and arrives Wilkin. O'Reilly back to first. It's just one of those nights for the Shuckers. 96 off the bat, right up the middle on a middle sinker. And O'Reilly sticks up his mitt and snags it. Two out, one on. Switch hitter Campbell up. The pitch. Campbell tips it foul. The count goes to 0-1. Campbell swings it from the left side against the righty O'Reilly. The 0-1 pitch, Campbell takes off the outside corner. It's a changeup at 83. And the count evens 1-1. The pitch, Campbell fouls it back to the screen. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Campbell takes up and away, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. O'Reilly fires. Campbell swings and misses. Fools him with a changeup at 83, right on the inside corner. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 4-0 Rocket City on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We had the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Shuckers go back to the bullpen. Frank Yoho done after he throws two-thirds of an inning. And on for the bottom of the eighth inning. In his first appearance since being activated off the injured list about 5 hours ago. It's the left-handed throwing Russell Smith. 4-0 Trash Pandas leader over Biloxi. Terrific sight to see Russell back on the hill for Biloxi. 6'8", 245-pound left-handed arm. Delivers to Sam Brown. This is low, and the count goes to 1-0. Smith makes his 13th appearance of the year. He has a 2.70 ERA in 20 innings. 7 walks, 26 strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch. This is low, and the count goes to 2-0. Placed on the 7-day injured list on May 29th. Reinstated earlier today. He missed just under a month, about 3 weeks total. 2-0, the count to the lefty Brown. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Smith made his last appearance on May 25th against Birmingham. Went 3 shutout innings and threw 54 pitches. The pitch, swing and a miss, a long swing, a change of an 81. Smith gets ahead, evens the count 2-2. Brown steps out. That's back. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Smith fires. Swing and a miss. One away, and it brings up the righty Tyler Payne. That was the slider at 81 from Smith. It also gives us a chance to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Your visit today, visit OWA.com. They're through 7.5. The Biscuits have gone from down 1-0 and being no hit to up 4-1 on the Birmingham Barons. Finals elsewhere, Mississippi defeats Tennessee 7-2. Pensacola defeats Chattanooga 6-4. Tyler Payne digs in from the right side. Smith delivers, misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Payne is 0-3 tonight. He's rounded by a hit back in the fourth inning by Noah King. One out, nobody on. We're on the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 4-0. Rocket City here in the fourth game of this six-game set. The one pitch. Hammer off the back of the infield, and it rolls into left for a single. Payne tallies a hit. That snaps an 0-for-12 streak at the plate. Off the bat at 98 miles an hour. And it brings up the switch hitter, Errol Vera, from the right side.
Vera, a native of Valencia in Venezuela. Same hometown as Carlos Rodriguez. One out, one on, bottom of the eighth. Smith delivers. Vera takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Vera actually brought some Venezuelan treats to Carlos game today. Brought him a couple of arepas and a Venezuelan soda as well pregame. The 1-0 delivery. Vera fouls it back, and the count evens 1-1. That was a big thing last year with the Shuckers. They at one time had seven different players from Venezuela, including the kind of ringleader of them all, Luis Contreras, who got called up to the bigs by the Astros a couple days ago. The pitch to Vera. He swings and misses. Change of at 80 miles an hour, and the count goes to 1-2. But the big thing was that they had made friends with a Venezuelan family in Biloxi. And the mom would bring arepas to the ballpark for him, which is the traditional Venezuelan delicacy. 1-2 pitch. Rolled right side of the infield. O'Reilly races over to his left, grabs it short right, fires to first. It's in time. And it retires Vera for the out. Payne moves up to second. The Shuckers at one point this year did have two players from Venezuela. Eduardo Garcia was the other. Buck Garcia was placed on the injured list a while back and had been back in Arizona rehabbing and then was reinstated from the seven-day injured list 2 days ago and transferred to High A, Wisconsin. So the Shuckers from seven Venezuelans last year to just one. Now when Carlos Rodriguez. Pitch to the righty, Mac McCroskey. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, the arepa is a type of flatbread made from ground corn dough, a bunch of fillings and yumminess inside. If you've never had one, find yourself a Venezuelan restaurant and indulge. They're delicious. The 1-0 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. But it's one of the big things throughout minor league baseball, especially with players from Latin America. A lot of them grow up together, will play for the same academies growing up before getting signed by different organizations. 2-0 pitch is a slider that's called strike on the inside corner. The count goes to 2-1. And if you're a guy like Carlos Rodriguez, you're a long way from home, meeting another guy from Venezuela in Vera, from the same town as well. It's always nice seeing a familiar face when you're a couple thousand miles away from home. 2-1 pitch. Krosky takes low. The count goes to 3-1. McCroskey today is 0-3, running into a fielder's choice back in the sixth inning. The 3-1 delivery misses low, and it's ball four. Runners on first and second with two away for the top of the order, and Nelson Rada. 4-0 Rocket City. Take 10 seconds for station ID on the Rockets Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Shuckers trail at 4-0 against Rocket City in the bottom of the eighth inning. The lefty Russell Smith faces the lefty hitting Nelson Rada in the leadoff spot for the Trash Pandas. Tyler Baines in second, Mac McCroskey first. The pitch is called strike one at the knees, and the count goes to 0-1. Rada is 1-for-4 tonight in his first game since being hit on the knee by a pitch in the ninth inning back on Wednesday night. The 0-1 pitch, Rada takes low and away, and the count evens 1-1. The lefty Smith stares in. That's the sign from Yerzy and comes set. And the 1-1 pitch. Rada fouls it back to the screen. It's a change of 81. The count goes to 1-2. Smith already has a changeup tonight. It's against the lefty Sam Brown, kind of swinging on a changeup to lead off the inning. trying to send it to the ninth year and keep it at 4-0. The 1-2 pitch, Rada slow and away. Yerzy blocked it up. The count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Called ball off the inside corner. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes full. Everybody will be off. Kane from second. McCarthy from first. It's 4-0 Rocket City in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Justin King is warming up in the Shuckers bullpen. The payoff pitch. Runners go. It misses low. Gets by Yerzy. Sweeps back to the screen. Kane a hard turnaround third, but he stays put. And now they're loaded up for the switch hitter, Gustavo Campera. In steps the switch hitter, Campera, from the right side. Shuckers already got 4-0. Couple runs here might close the door on this thing. The pitch misses up. The count goes to 1-0. Campera 2-for-2 with 2 doubles, 2 walks, and 3 stolen bases. It has been a highlight reel night for Campera. This year, by the way, 2-for-6 with the bases loaded. He's driven in 7. The 1-0 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Rana's at first, McCroskey's at second, Haynes at third. The 1-1 pitch. Hit on the ground left side of the infield. Morton dives it short, grabs it around from McCroskey. The throw home gets by Yerzy's mitt. 2 runs are already home. Rana rounds the corner. Smith gets to the baseball, throws back to the plate, and all 3 runs score. Campero gets all the way to third, and there's no throw. Three runs scored, it's 7-0. Martin did a terrific job to keep it on the infield. McCroskey was coming home no matter what. Rounded the corner, the throw beat him. It skipped by Jersey's glove. Smith then got to it, fired back to the plate as Rada was rounding the corner to come home. The ball didn't get there in time, and Campero got all the way to third. 7-0, and Russell Smith parts. Justin King enters when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Welcome back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Rocket City has extended this lead to 7-0 with 2 outs and a runner on third in the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers go back to the bullpen, and it's the lefty Justin King who enters. Russell Smith goes two-thirds of an inning. Gives up two hits, two walks, one strikeout. He throws 25 pitches. The ruling on that play that knocked Smith out of the game is a single. Campero then moves to second on the throw, and a fielding error allows both McCroskey and Ryder to score, along with moving Campero to third. The pitch to the left to Orlando Martinez is called strike one. King makes his 17th appearance of the year. He has a 9.87 ERA, 17 and a third innings, 11 walks and 24 strikeouts. The lefty King delivers. Martinez takes away. It pops off of Yerzy's glove. And Tom Perry stays put at third. The error on the play charged to Yerzy, his third of the season, which at the end of the inning will likely make two of the three runs unearned. Casey Martin at short did a terrific job to keep it in on the infield. The throw home got away. Wildness ensued. 1-1 pitch. This is off the outside corner. A fastball at 96. Count goes to two balls and a strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 today. Two sack flies. He's driven in two, and he's also drawn a walk. The 2-1 pitch. Roped first base side right to Martinez Jr., and that ends the inning. In the frame, three runs, two hits, one error, and one runner left on base. Go to the ninth. Biloxi trails it 7-0 on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. Custom Built Trailers MS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Friday, John O'Reilly is done after a scoreless eighth inning. Gives up one hit, no runs, and an inning of work, no walks, and two strikeouts. And gives way to the Trash Pandas closer, Michael Darrell Hicks, who is warming up in the bullpen in anticipation of a potential safe situation. Trash Pandas scored three on one play in the bottom of the eighth inning, and that's extended this lead to 7-0. Darrell Hicks now comes in to try and finish it out. His 21st appearance of the year, he has a .91 ERA in 29 and two-thirds innings. He delivers to the lefty, Martinez Jr. First pitch is a called strike on fastball in the inside corner at 93. Four walks, 34 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 175 against him. The 0-1 pitch. Martinez Jr. swings and misses. Slider at 89. The count moves to 0-2. 6'5", 220 pounds. Native of Parkersburg, West Virginia. 26 years old. The 0-2 pitch. Martinez Jr. takes low. It's a sweeper at 83. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Foul back, and we'll do it again. Error Daryl Hicks last year, his first season, full season in minor league baseball, was used mostly as a starter. 18 starts, 28 appearances. This year he's been moved to the bullpen. And that ERA from last year, that was around 4, is now below 1. The pitch misses off the inside corner. The count evens 2-2. He is a 5-year college guy, spent 4 years at Western Kentucky, and then spent his final year as a starter with Jacksonville in the Atlantic Sun Conference. The 2-2 pitch, Martinez Jr. hammers it foul deep to left and out of play. It hooks towards the kid zone. The count stays 2-2. Daryl Hicks works first base out of the rubber. Pitch. Slider misses low. The count goes forward. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The payoff pitch. Martinez Jr. spoils it foul. Third base side and out of play. The count stays full. The pitch. Slider misses off the outside corner, and the leadoff man gets on for Biloxi here in the ninth. Zagatun Martinez Jr. has reached base today. Hit by a pitch back in the fourth. Draws a leadoff walk here in the ninth. Brings up the righty Adam Holm, who's running for 3 today. The righty, Daryl Hicks, delivers. Pops foul ball. Up another action, first base side. And it's out of play. The pitch. Hall hammers it foul. Behind home plate. Payne gets rid of the mask, but it's out of play. The count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. No balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Martinez Jr. is off first. The pitch, slider, misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Hall swings and misses. Sweeper off the outside corner at 83. Hall's retired for the first out, and it brings up the right Lamar Sparks. Jackers, win or lose tonight. Back at it tomorrow with a chance to quench a series win, and they'll do it with a guy who's been one of their best starters this year on the hill, in Logan Henderson, who's been dominant through his first 2 double-A starts. 2-0 with an ERA below 2. The pitch. Sparks swings and misses the fastball. And the count goes to no balls and 1 strike. Henderson last time out recorded the first 10 strikeout game by a Shuckers pitcher. 10 strikeouts over 5 2/3 innings against the Tennessee Smokies last Saturday. The 1 pitch. Right. Sparks drives it out towards short left center. And Rock comes on and it drops in for a single. Martinez Jr. moves to second. The Shuckers have 2 on with 1 away for the lefty Andy Yerzy. That extends Sparks' hit streak to 7 consecutive games. Now he breached base in 8 straight. Shuckers trail at 7-0. Daryl Hicks comes set. Now delivers. Yerzy swings and misses. Count goes to 0-1. Yerzy is 0-3 tonight. On an error back in the seventh. Darryl Hicks checks second. Now fingers. Yerzy takes off the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. One ball, one strike, one away. Darryl Hicks delivers. Yerzy swings and misses. Goes down to an E. It's a sinker at 93. The count goes to 1-2. By the way, first pitch tomorrow, 6:35 Central Time. Victor Medeiros goes for Rocket City, 4-4, 5.43 ERA. We'll be after the pregame at 6:15 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Darryl Hicks delivers. Yerzy chops it first base side, backhanded by Brown, but it's fouled. The count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Time call. Martinez Jr. needs to tie his right shoe. He laces it up. Bunny ears, loops, loops, bowling on. Back to center. Now he takes his lead. Sparks is up first. The righty Michael Darryl Hicks comes in. The 1-2 pitch. Yerzy takes low. It's a sweeper at 83. And the count evens 2-2. The pitch. Yerzy pops up. Out towards short right center. Brosky, the second baseman, drifts back under. Into flying his car. And he makes the catch. Out goes some of the lights. They have not turned back on. Half the lights just went off in the ballpark. Two out, two on, and Xavier Warren's about to step in. And is this another power delay at Toyota Field for the second consecutive year? Trash Panda's general manager, Eric Farham, is over with the home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy. And half the lights are out right now. The Shuckers last year played a game with no power. It was a dead game. Tobias Meyer started. They cut the wrong power cord doing construction work in Madison and snapped power for the whole town. This, though, everything else is power but the lights. Two outs in the top of the ninth inning. The Shuckers are down 7-0, and we're a light to left. And this is, for the second consecutive season, the Shuckers and Trash Pandas are playing a game at Toyota Field where there is some sort of power failure. Now, the people in the crowd are getting smart. The iPhones are out. They're trying to illuminate the field. The umpiring crew comes together. Hopefully, umpire Joe McCarthy goes over to Shuckers acting manager Fidel Pena, and the phone lights are going back and forth. It's like we're at a concert. Tyler Payne is out to talk to Michael Darryl Hicks along with third baseman Errol Vera. Xavier Warren's getting set to bat at the plate. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is out to short right center to talk to right fielder Orlando Martinez. And what do you know? Cell phone lights are going off. And we are waiting for the power to come back. funny thing is, we still have power up in the broadcast booth. There's a reason you can hear the broadcast. The internet's working. The power's working. The lights in the broadcast booth are working. And the lights are on. Look at that. Daryl Hicks throws a warm-up pitch to strike. And we're going back to baseball. It's that line from Phineas and Ferb, if I had a nickel for every time the Shuckers played the Trash Pandas and the power went out, I'd have two nickels. Choosing a lot, but it's really weird it happened twice. And after a momentary power delay, here is Xavier Warren. Warren digs in the very back of the left-handed box. Two out, two on. Top of the ninth inning, 7-0 Rocket City. The pitch is a called strike one. Now, if you're Biloxi, power failure might play your advantage a little bit here. Down by 7, but chance to make some magic happen. It's a full moon. The lights just went off. Anything's possible. The pitch. Hammer. Out to deep right center. Rutta and Martinez are back. Martinez reaches out, and it smacks off the bottom of the wall. Martinez Jr. scores. Sparks rounds third and comes home. The throw is cut off by McCloskey off the back of the infield. It's a two-out, two RBI double from Xavier Warren. And it's now 7-2. The Shuckers have tattooed the ball off this Rocket City bullpen in this series. Entering this week, Rocket City's bullpen had a 2.50 ERA as a staff, best in AA. Shuckers have now scored 10 runs off of them this week. Lefty Dylan Ray is up. Daryl Hicks fires, and it's called strike one. Nothing normal has ever happened with power failures and a big old full moon looking over the ballpark. 7-2, the lefty trails it in the ninth. Daryl Hicks fires. It's a called strike at the knees, and Biloxi's down to their final strike. Ray is 1-for-4 tonight. By the way, the two RBIs for Warren is 22nd and 23rd of the year. Now pitch. O'Ray loops towards left center. Lot is over into the alleyway. Reaches out and makes the catch. The Jackers tally two in the ninth. But Michael Daryl Hicks closes the door. And the Shuckers have their four-game win streak snapped. In the ninth, two runs, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. Two runs, five hits, one error for Biloxi. For Rocket City, 7 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors. TJ Shook, Biloxi falls to 3-7. Chase Cheney, the win, improves to 4-5. We'll take a break. Be back with Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Jay McBlake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players.
Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Bruce Hard Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Javik Blake alongside you as we wrap everything up from a 7-2 Rocket City Trash Pandas win over the Biloxi Shuckers. Rocket City, 7 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors. For Biloxi, 2 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. It is a fireworks Friday here at Toyota Field. The lights are off, though, because of the fireworks, not for the other reason like before where they shut off in the middle of the inning. But Rocket City gets the win. They snap their 5-game losing streak. They're at 33-33 on the season. Shuckers, meanwhile, have their 4-game win streak snapped. They are at 28-37 on the year. Chase Chaney gets the win. He improves to 4-5 on the season. For the Shuckers, TJ Shook gets tagged with the loss. He falls to 3-7 on the year. Shook, though, not a bad night. Gives up 3 runs on 4 hits for 4-2 innings. Battles for 94 pitches on a Friday night. Time to get to today's scoring summary. Rocket City scored in the first early. Gustavo Campero reached on a walk after a 9-pitch battle with TJ Shook. Still second, still third. Then came home on a sacrifice fly from Orlando Martinez. That made it a 1-0 game. In the third, Eric Wagaman, an RBI double down the left field line, brought home Campero again, who reached his way on with a walk. That made it 2-0. In the fifth, sack fly from Orlando Martinez again made it a 3-0 game. It stretched to 4-0. Sack fly from Wagaman in the seventh, and then 3 runs came home in the eighth inning on a weird and wacky play. Campero rolled it on the back of the infield. Casey Martin in time to stop it short. 1 run came home in time for Payne. Max McCroskey rounded third and came home. The throw home deflected off Andy Yerzy's glove. That allowed Nelson Rada to score and Gustavo Campero to move all the way to third. The error charged to Yerzy, and 2 of the 3 runs charged to Russell Smith as earned runs. Shuckers in the ninth inning got home 2 on a Xavier Warren 2 RBI double off the wall in right center, but Michael Darrell Hicks closed the door with a lineout 1 batter later. Again, 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Rocket City, 2 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Biloxi. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap up everything on the Omaha Parks and Resort scoreboard update, and we'll take a look ahead at tomorrow. And Henderson start day for Biloxi. All of that comes your way next on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth in Madison, Alabama. Jim Blake alongside you as we wrap things up. Shuckers fall by a 7-2 final against the Rocket City Trash Pandas in game four of a six-game set, though the Shuckers will have an opportunity tomorrow to take a win and win the series, at least clinch the series win for the second consecutive road trip. Shuckers at 28-37 on the year. Rocket City at 33-33. Seven runs, eight hits, two errors for the Trash Pandas. The Shuckers, two runs, five hits, and an error. Winning pitcher is Chase Chaney. He improves to 4-5 on the season. Sets a new career high with seven shutout innings and also strikes out seven. T.J. Shook gets the loss for Biloxi. He allows three runs in 4 2/3 innings. He is at 3-7 on the year. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Everything's gone final around the Southern League. Tennessee falls to Mississippi by a 7-2 final. Tennessee at 39-27. Mississippi at 30-36. Elsewhere, Pensacola defeats Chattanooga 6-4. Pensacola at 37-29 on the year. Chattanooga at 19-48. One other final, Montgomery defeats Birmingham by a 6-1 final. Montgomery at 39-28 on the season. Birmingham at 40-27. Which makes the final 2 days of this Southern League first half very, very interesting. Tennessee trails Birmingham by just a half game for the North Division lead. Meanwhile, Pensacola trails Montgomery by a game and a half in the South Division. Remember, first place in the South, first place in the North on Sunday will clinch a first-half title in North and South Division. They will already clinch their way to the 2024 Southern League playoffs. Now take a look around the Brewers organization. Couple finals from earlier today in the Dominican Republic. Brewers 1 falls by an 8-6 final to the TSL Athletics. Brewers 1 at 9-5. Meanwhile, Brewers 2 falls to the Guardians Goral affiliate in the DSL by a 4-1 final. Brewers 2 now at 7-6. In a single way, the Carolina Mudcats begin their second half campaign with a win 10-2 over the Columbia Fireflies. They are at 42-24 on the season. Fort Wayne defeats Wisconsin 5-4 in the T-Rats second half opener. T-Rats at 42-25 on the season. In AAA, Nashville Sounds win it by a 7-4 final over the Durham Bulls. The Sounds now above 500 at 37-36 on the season. One game still in action. They're through 3.5. ACL Brewers with the ACL Dodgers by a 1-0 score at the big league level. Top of the fourth, 1-0 Padres over the Brewers. Shuckers back in action tomorrow. Logan Henderson makes his third double-A start. His first to have been dominant. He's 2-0 with a 1.69 ERA and already a 10-strikeout game under his belt. That happened last time out against the Tennessee Smokies. On the other side, the righty Victor Medeiros goes for Rocket City 4-4 with a 5.43 earned run average. 6-3-5 first pitch will be at you with pregame at 6:15 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers fall tonight by a 7-2 final. For all of us, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake. saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow. 6:15 pregame, 6:35 first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Have a great day.
This has been a presentation of